And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. There has been recent media attention to generous philanthropic donations by professional athletes to their alma maters. For example, a former Michigan State basketball player contributed over $3 million. Good for him. I think it's great that there appears to be a trend of increasing gifts by players, but I am very concerned that so many of these gifts go to university athletics programs. I am quick to point out my belief in donor autonomy. After all, it's their money. My concern about contributions to athletics departments is threefold. First, such gifts support a very narrow piece of universities, far removed from the primary educational and research missions. Athletics departments are in competition with overall university fundraising. Who decides that a university needs a new spectacular training facility instead of music classrooms or funds for student research? Second, ever-increasing athletics endowments will simply underwrite the growing professionalization of college sports. Will the generosity of professional athletes and others result in athletics departments that are entirely autonomous from the universities in which they are housed? One certainly wonders how many football players at Oregon think about Plato or environmental science from the hermetically sealed gold-plated athletics palace built by the owner of Nike. Finally, athletics programs already have access to vast revenues through media contracts, ticket sales, and sports paraphernalia. I, for example, am waiting to buy a t-shirt with the name of my favorite physics teacher on the back. Former college athletes can show important leadership in making gifts to the core research, scholarship, and creativity of great universities. How about a Dean Smith professorship in English literature or medieval history? This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.